Hi, this is Vanessa, and welcome back to Skipping with Jesus. I have a word on this last day of Passover, and it's from our commander-in-chief, Christ Jesus. It was his voice that gave this to me. I'm a little overwhelmed right now because I just realized what he's done for us this week, what God has done for us this week, it being Passover week, and today is the last day of Passover, and he gave me this word for Passover 2024, and it's titled, Go Forth, Leave Your Egypt. But as I was just putting this word together and getting scriptures and everything, the Holy Spirit was just like bombarding me with all this beautiful, beautiful revelation. And I just have to share it with you. One way that God created me is that my mind connects dots. It like whether it's a process that God uses in the spiritual realm, or it's a process in a manufacturing line, my mind just connects the dots. And today, as I was putting this word together, you have to excuse me for a minute. Holy Spirit, you're gonna have to help me today. I thought back of this week of Pentecost and all the words, such anointed words that were given to be released that I scribed for the Trinity, God the Father, the Holy Spirit, and our Commander-in-Chief. And on the 22nd, last Monday was a week ago, the first day of Pentecost, he gave us a word, an urgent word spoken by God the Father, and the title of it was, To My Chosen Ones. In other words, he was giving us instructions of what we are to do. And then on 4/26, which I believe that was Friday, there is a word. Well, I shared with you regarding my whole day, because it started out just from the get-go, right in the presence of God. And there was one of my spiritual daughters saying, lead me, Lord. Called me and sang that song to me. And then right behind that, another spiritual daughter gave me some prophetic words. She shared some from other authors. And so I was taken into a vision of diamonds and fireflies. And it confirmed the Rhema word that was released. Her name is Victoria West. And it was, the title of it was, The Prophets Must Arise and Lay Prostrate in the Place of Ascension. The fire is falling. And then I had a vision, an open vision, and, there was literally a white line being, like a rocket taken off in the blue sky. And then I started seeing what looked like diamonds just falling out of the sky everywhere. And the Holy Spirit told me that that was the angels that are being dispatched to help us in this end time supernatural battle, that war that we're in. And then, because I wasn't believing what I was seeing, I rubbed my eyes. And when I did, I opened my eyes again. They were still there. And then I did it one more time, and it was like I was seeing fireflies. They were just spring like this. The diamonds were like diamonds, but the firefly, and this was broad daylight, but this word was, and the Holy Spirit told me it was the fire of God, that he was pouring out the fire of God on us. So the Rhema word is, the prophets must arise and lay prostrate in the place of ascension. The fire is falling. Well, what looked like that, it looked like a rocket, but it just kept going and going, going, going. And then I saw the diamonds, which were God's angel army that he's dispatching to us. And then the fireflies were symbolic of God's fire. The fire is falling from that Rhema word. And then on the 28th, which would have been, that would have been Sunday, there was a message from our commander-in-chief, and all these are on Skipping with Jesus, that YouTube page. The 28th, it was a message from our commander-in-chief. He was speaking to his prophets, seers, watchmen, and intercessors regarding speaking, rising up, and not keeping our mouths shut, coming out of our caves of hibernation, not being tied down with a religious spirit or fear of men. We have to open our mouths, because this is the time that he is speaking through his chosen ones. So that was on the 28th. And then this morning, and that the reason I'm trying to get this out today is because this is the last day of Passover, and this was given to me by our commander-in-chief, and Christ Jesus, it was his voice. It was given to me at 12:32 a.m. on today, 4:30:24. And again, the title is Passover 2024, Go Forth, Leave Your Egypt. Leave your Egypt. In other words, he's telling us in this word to leave your Egypt behind, whatever it is. The chains that, I'm going to go ahead and give you this word, but the 1232 was relevant in the timestamp. In the Greek, Strong's, it's Diagnorizo. It's defined as to make known. The uses is to tell abroad, make known. And then in the Thayer's Greek lexicon, to publish abroad, make known thoroughly. So I just sensed in my spirit an urgency to get this message out, because it's the last day of Passover. And anyway, but I'm going to say a word of prayer, then we'll get right into this word. Holy Spirit, here am I. I have sensed your beautiful presence with me all day long. Such revelation that you have been pouring into my spirit's mind to scribe, to understand what our commander-in-chief, my friend Jesus, was saying to me in these spoken words that I was scribing for him. And oh, Holy Spirit, thank you for the word that you brought back from God the Father so many years ago, that it goes right along. And this is the perfect time. This is God's time to release that word along with this word on the last day of Passover. Because I believe, Holy Spirit, you have prepared the hearts of many to walk out of their Egypt today. They're going to walk out of their Egypt being healed, restored. Their hearts are going to be healed. Their minds are going to be renewed, and their spirits are going to be restored so that they can go into their promised land and fulfill the calling with no chains being wrapped around them. Released, they will be released, delivered by the words that Jesus spoke in his spoken word to us. Oh, Holy Spirit, pour out your faith on those that this word is for. Oh, I pray that those that the hearts have been heavy, Lord, that this is the answer to their prayers. They will walk out of their Egypt tonight. They will walk out of their Egypt on the last night of Passover. Hallelujah. And because they have the blood of Jesus Christ that cleansed them from all their sins, they will know that they are a child of God, they are royalty, and that they have been called for such time as this. I praise you. I praise you. Here is my vessel, Holy Spirit. Take me. Speak through my voice. Let it be none of me and all of you that we speak with the intent and purpose that our commander-in-chief spoke these words to me early this morning. May you speaking through me bring all the glory and honor to our Lord Jesus Christ. I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. I so love you, Jesus. May I represent you well in this word. I love you, Jesus. Amen. Holy Spirit, help me. Here am I. So, before I get started in what Jesus spoke to me on when I was preparing this, the Holy Spirit brought to my mind a word that God the Father had given me. In fact, it was the second word that was given to me when he started speaking to me. I know he spoke to me before, but it was like not in this detail, let's just say. He spoke to me before, but it was mainly for me, the healing for me, not to be released, but it was for me. And so this word was given to me on July 23rd of 2022. God of Angel Armies spoke these words to me. I am extracting back the authenticity of my glory realms rightly belonging to my Son. Satan has counterfeited my Holy Spirit and bound my children in chains long enough. The Father said in a loud, authoritative voice to me, I am over it. Deliverance and my glory is obtainable for my children when the scales of their spiritual eyes fall off and their sight is open to my realms of glory. So I believe that this word that Jesus gave me, our commander-in-chief, is actually fulfilling this word that God the Father gave me back in 2022. So like always, we're going to marry Jesus' spoken word with the written word in Exodus 20, 1 through 2 in the Amplified. Then God spoke all these words, "I am the Lord your God, who has brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery." Holy Spirit, hear my, please take over me. Go forth out of your Egypt to the land I promised to your ancestors. Carry the scars of your once wounded heart as badges of honor from the slavery you have escaped. No more will you be bound in the chains of shame and guilt, for I have redeemed you from your sins. You are cleansed as white as the newly driven snow. Your sins are forgotten and driven as far as the east is from the west. You are a child of the King, a royal priesthood. Go forth out of your captivity in Egypt, for I have a land I have prepared for you, flowing with milk and honey. No more will you slave for a morsel of food left over from another. You will eat with me at the table I have prepared for you in the presence of your enemies. You will walk with me and talk with me in the cool of the sunset of a new day. My creation will hear you raising your voice in songs of praise to me. With each new dawn, you will know that each new day is a day I have made. You will rejoice and be glad in it. In the heat of the day, you will rest in the shadow of my wings. When the enemy comes against you, I will place you in the cleft of my rock. You will not fear the arrow by day, nor the terror by night. No more will you believe the lies of the enemy that kept you bound in your Egypt. As I speak my truth to you, rest in me. As I show you who you are in your new life on your promised land, the land I promised to your ancestors before you were born. Yes, I had planned for you to be the one to walk out of Egypt within your generational bloodline. No more will the enemy repeat his curses, cycles, and lies throughout your generational heritage. You are my chosen one. I planned. Now I am calling you to lead your family out of Egypt, taking back what rightfully belongs to me. Just as Moses led my people to their freedom, you will be led by my Holy Spirit out of your Egypt. You will leave your poverty mindset in the land of slavery. The spirit of abandonment and rejection will also be left behind in the land of the forgotten. You will mature in relationship with me, for you no longer have the time to idly continue in your traditional religious ways. The time has come for you to leave your wandering in the wilderness, having ties to your Egypt. I placed you at this time in my eternity to lead your families across the Jordan River into the land I am giving them. I promise you, like I did Moses and Joshua, wherever you set foot, you will be on land I have given you. No one will be able to stand against you as long as you live, for I will be with you as I was with them. I will not fail you or abandon you. Be strong and courageous, for you are the one who will lead these people to possess all the land I swore to your ancestors I would give them. Be strong and very courageous. Do not deviate from my truth, turning either to the right or to the left, then you will be successful in everything you do. Study the word of truth, continuously meditating on it day and night, so you will be sure to obey everything written in it. Only then will you prosper and succeed in all you do. This is my command to you. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or discouraged. For I, the Lord your God, is with you wherever you go. You are now a child of the King, a royal priesthood with a purpose and a plan. You will be known for carrying the light of my glory shining through you. You will walk in my footsteps, spreading my peace, love, joy, and life throughout the earth. You will carry my glory into your homes, communities, cities, states, and nation. I have cleansed you in my blood. I am transforming you in my image. When you look in the mirror, you will see my reflection looking back at you. As I raise you up from one level of my glory to the next level of my glory, you are no longer blind to the Spirit, for I have removed the scales from your eyes. Now you see from my perspective. Your ears have been opened to the Spirit. You are able to hear my voice in the wind of His. You are able to hear my voice in the whisper of His wind. Your heart overflows in my joy. Joy unspeakable and full of my glory that no one can take away. You have been redeemed by my grace, anchored in my love. You are established on the firm foundation in me as your cornerstone. The ashes of your past are left in your Egypt. Only beauty remains. On this last day of Passover 2024, you have been delivered. Listen to this. You have been delivered through me from all that kept you bound in your Egypt. Walk out in your deliverance into the freedom I have for you in the land I have promised you. For it is in my name, through the authority my Father has given me, your broken heart is healed in Jesus' name. Your tormented mind is set free in Jesus' name, and your crushed spirit is restored in Jesus' name. It is my time for you to cross over your Jordan River, entering into your promised land with a healed heart. Receive this, a renewed mind and a restored spirit. I am making all things new for you. My child, do not fear, for you will not be put to shame. You will no longer feel humiliated or ashamed, nor will you be disgraced. For you will forget the shame of your past. You will no longer remember the disgrace you once experienced as a slave in your Egypt. Stop dwelling on the past. Don't even remember those former things. I am doing something brand new, something unheard of. Even now it sprouts and grows and matures. Don't you perceive it? I will make a way in your wilderness and open up flowing streams in the desert, so that you, whom I have shaped and formed for myself, will proclaim my praise. Walk into your promised land with me, testifying of the great things I have transformed in you and your life, because it is through my blood and through the words of your testimony that you are an overcomer, both from your Egypt and from the enemy of your soul. You are now a citizen of your promised land. sons and daughters of the Father and co-heirs with me. You sit in heavenly places with me. Now go forth in the authority I have given you. Go do greater works than I did when I was amongst you as the Son of Man. Go forth in the power of the Holy Spirit with boldness and courage. Bring my kingdom into the earth. Remember, do not be afraid, for I am always with you. You are cherished and highly favored by me. I love you with a pure and holy love, says the Lord your God. In Exodus 3, 7 through 15 in the New Living Translation, then the Lord told him, I have certainly seen the oppression of my people in Egypt. I have heard their cries of distress because of their harsh slave drivers. Yes, I am aware of their suffering. So I have come down to rescue them from the power of the Egyptians and lead them out of Egypt into their own fertile and spacious land. It is a land flowing with milk and honey. Look, the cry of the people of Israel has reached me, and I have seen how harshly the Egyptians abused them. Now go, for I am sending you to Pharaoh. You must lead your people, lead my people out of Egypt. But Moses protested to God, who am I to appear before Pharaoh? Who am I to lead the people of Israel out of Egypt? Do you feel yourself asking these questions of God? Oh, he's got an answer for you. God answered, I will be with you, and this is your sign that I am the one who has sent you. When you have brought the people out of Egypt, you will worship God at this very mountain. But Moses protested, if I go to the people of Israel and tell them the God of your ancestors has sent me to you, they will ask me, what is his name? Then what should I tell them? God replied to Moses, I am who I am. Say this to the people of Israel. Say this to your family. Say this to your family. You no longer think I am crazy. You might think I'm crazy, okay? But I am who I am has sent me. I am who I am has sent me to uproot and tear down the generational cycles and curses and the lies of the enemy within my bloodline. I am the chosen one. I take the stand. And then God also said to Moses, say this to my people Israel, Yahweh, the God of your ancestors, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob has sent me to you. This is my eternal name, my name to remember for all generations. And then Exodus 12 through 11 and 50 and 51 in the New Living Translation. On that night, speaking of Passover night, on that night, I will pass through the land of Egypt and strike down every firstborn son and firstborn male animal in the land of Egypt. I will execute judgment against all the gods of Egypt, for I am the Lord. But the blood on your doorpost will serve as a sign marking the houses where you are staying. When I see the blood, I will pass over you. This plague of death will not touch you when I strike the land of Egypt. So all my people of Israel follow all the Lord's commands to Moses and Aaron. On that very day, the Lord brought the people of Israel out of the land of Egypt like an army. I want to tell you, today is the day. God, Jesus is our commander-in-chief, is leading you out of your Egypt. He has spoke words of deliverance to you, healing of your heart, renewing of your mind, restoring of your spirit. Believe you me, sometimes he does it in a process, but he can do it suddenly. And I believe that there will be those that the Holy Spirit leads to watch this, that you will have a sudden encounter with Jesus Christ when you hear his words spoken to you. You will know that this is Jesus. The great I Am has spoken to your spirit and has raised you up for such a time as this. To be the one to stand in the gap for your family, to no longer will Satan have control over generation after generation after generation of lies and cycles and deception. No, in the name of Jesus, he has delivered you. Rise up, rise up. And Ephesians 5, 14 through 17, and I know I'm running a little late, I'm sorry. Ephesians 5, 14 through 17 in the Amplified. For this reason, he says, awake, sleeper, and arise from the dead, and Christ will shine as dawn upon you and give you light. Therefore, see that you walk carefully, living life with honor, purpose, and courage, shunning those who tolerate and enable evil, not as the unwise, but as the wise, sensible, intelligent, discerning people, making the very most of the time on earth, recognizing and taking advantage of each opportunity and using it with wisdom and diligence. Because the days are filled with evil. Therefore, do not be foolish and thoughtless, but understand and firmly grasp what the will of the Lord is. And in 2 Corinthians 3 and 18 in the New Living Translation, it says, so all of us who have had the veil removed can see and reflect the glory of the Lord. And the Lord, who is the Spirit, makes us more and more like him as we are changed into his glorious image. Thank you, Jesus. And then in Luke 17, 20 and 21 in the Passion Translation, Jesus was once asked by a Jewish religious leader, when will God's kingdom come? Jesus responded, God's kingdom does not come simply by obeying principles or waiting for signs. The kingdom is not discovered in one place or another, for God's kingdom realm is already expanding with some of you. God's kingdom is within us. Get that, grasp that. If you only have the faith of a mustard seed, grasp that the kingdom of God is within us, and he's taking many, many, many of those that watch this out of their Egypt this night. And the death angel will not come by their dwelling, but they're going to come out of their Egypt delivered and walking across their Jordan into the promised land with a healed heart, a renewed mind, and a restored spirit, ready to face the giants in the promised land, to uproot and tear down generational curses, to stand toe to toe with the enemy, to take back those things that he robbed from our Lord. We are taking back what rightly belongs to God's Son. No more counterfeits are we accepting. We want the authentic grace of God, the authentic deliverance of God in the relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ. And lastly, in Malachi, Amplified, it says, They will be mine, says the Lord of hosts, on that day when I publicly recognize them and openly declare them to be my own possession. That is my very special treasure. And I have compassion on them and spare them as a man spares his own son who serves him. Then you will again distinguish between the righteous and the wicked, between the one who serves God and the one who does not serve him. I pray, oh, you receive this word. Let me just give you one. You can hear God's spoken word. You can hear Jesus' spoken word. You can hear the Holy Spirit's inner voice. But until you receive it for yourself, it's just words. I want you to realize you have to receive this word in faith for yourself, because Jesus has prayed over you and he has said he's delivering you out of your Egypt. He is healing your broken heart. He is restoring your tormented mind. He is renewing your tormented mind and restoring your crushed spirit. And I pray like he did for me, that he restores your crushed spirit to a child spirit, because it's so much easier to accept him and what he does in the supernatural, in the mystery of his kingdom. Maybe be like little children and just receive what our Lord so freely gave to us on this last day of Passover. May God bless you and keep you, and may his face shine upon you in all that you do. As you're coming out of your Egypt, I pray that you have an encounter with Jesus that changes you forever, because an encounter with Jesus, it just does change you. It changes you. Okay? I love you. Until the next time, I hope that there are thousands and thousands that join me on this uncharted path that God has asked me to journey with Jesus, and that we have so many walking down this narrow pathway, that every prodigal, every lost soul, every hurting, every demonic possessed are free, delivered, healed in Jesus' name. That the greater works become normal to us. Not normal, but the greater works, just like we don't expect anything less. The dead raise, the mute speak, the deaf hear. Oh, what a beautiful, if we just would like just accept Jesus for who he is. He's the same Jesus that was walked among us. Do you not understand? Let's walk with Jesus and see what he has for us to do in these last days. I love you all. May God bless you and keep you. Until next time, I would ask you if you would share this with as many people as you can. And as soon as I can figure out, I've got to get this released, but as soon as I can figure out how to attach, I guess is the right word, or whatever, these other videos that were given during Passover to this video, I will up I will do it, but I need to get this out tonight. But hopefully, if somebody knows how to do it, they can just send a little message in the comment for me. I would appreciate it. I am not techie. It's been the Holy Spirit that's helped me come this far. Believe you me. I love you all. Until next time. Bye-bye.